Now, today, we're going to be focusing on the areas of Riata versus the City of Dallas. And if you're not familiar with that case, or you've heard the case but didn't really know what it was about, there's two opinions that have come out this year that provide a nice clarification and overview of that opinion. We'll be talking about statutory construction. We'll be talking about the Shamrock case, but in terms of not just ultra-virus, but Rule 11, and then a workers' compensation case that deals with preservation of error and what the term issue means in the context of the labor code. And then finally, there's a little plea of the jurisdiction case that relates to the Tort Claims Act and whether a party needs to replea. So turning first to the first case, this is Nazari v. State, and it came out in June of this year. And just as a note, the motion for rehearing is still pending, so if this is an area that's of interest to you, just keep in mind that the opinion is not in its final form yet. Now, the case is important because the Supreme Court clarified the boundaries of when a non-state actor may seek to be awarded money from the state. And the court clarified its holding in Riata from that 2006 opinion. And specifically, what they stated is that this Riata rule does not apply in situations where the state is seeking a penalty. And the court provides a nice clarification of, within the general term of money damages or monetary damages, what does the word penalty mean? And so it also provides a nice summary of Riata. And I wanted to just talk about that case real briefly because the next case, excuse me, also talks about Riata. And I think it will make more sense in terms of what the meanings of immunity from suit and immunity from liability mean, because I would get them confused sometimes or not really understand the concepts. And I would hear the word Riata sort of bandied about or referenced in other cases and didn't really understand what it meant.